Throughout the years, our Blessed Lady has appeared in many places to many people, and we all know some of those that the Church has approved. But I think when we really stop to think about it, there is none that is really greater, more important than Our Lady of Guadalupe. And while it is actually the largest, as far as numbers, a pilgrimage place in the world, it is still a place that many people know almost nothing about. We know about Fatima, which is excellent, and Lourdes, and a few other places, and yet we don't know that much about Fatima, about Our Lady of Guadalupe. She appeared right smack in the geographic center of the Americas and has been therefore crowned as the Queen of the Americas. So certainly, what a wonderful thing for the Mexican people, but for the South American and North American peoples as well, that Our Lady came to be able to accomplish what on the human level people were not capable of. The Franciscans who had come to the New World and were trying to convert the natives were not having a whole lot of success. The reason is because they had been given over so profoundly to Satan, offering human sacrifice, worshiping things that are not gods. And so Our Lady then, in the fact that these Franciscan missionaries had not had a whole lot of success, she showed herself to Juan Diego in this extraordinary way on his poncho. She had appeared to him, told him to pick these roses and bring them to the bishop. So he picked them, put them in his poncho, brought them to the bishop. When he dropped the roses at the bishop's feet, because the bishop had actually been so disheartened that things were not going well, that he had asked Our Lady for a sign. And the sign that he asked for was Castilian roses, which naturally don't grow in Mexico. They are roses from Spain, and they don't grow at this time of the year. And yet at the same time, there on top of this hill was this whole set of roses. He picked them, brought them to the bishop, and as he dropped the roses on the floor like a Polaroid, this image of Our Blessed Lady began to appear. It's on a little poncho that was made out of maguey cactus fibers. Those would normally rot after 20 to 30 years. It has been there now since 1531, exposed to the elements for centuries. Now it's behind bulletproof glass, but even that really isn't necessary. The Freemasons tried to blow her up back in the 1920s. They blew the whole sanctuary to smithereens. But the piece of glass, which was not bulletproof, it was just a normal piece of glass that was in front of Our Lady, it cracked. That was all. One crack. Everything else, the marble, the everything else was all blown up and bent up. Our Lord protected his mom. And so this was given for a very specific reason. So it's called a pictograph. The people at the time didn't have a written language, but they understood what was in the picture. All they had to do was look at it. She's standing in front of the sun, which was their main god. She's standing on top of the moon, which was their secondary god. She is with child, as they would have recognized, not only from the belt being way up high, but from the little flower that is right in front of her belly, the only place on the whole image that is, and for the Aztecs, that would have been a symbol of pregnancy. And so they understood, but they also recognized that she was in prayer. She wasn't a goddess. She was greater than everything that they worshiped, the sun, the moon, and the stars, and yet she was not God. She was praying with her eyes downward because the child in her womb was God. And they recognized that. And 9 million people converted because of that image. Now we need to go further, because back, whatever it was, 20, 30 years ago, somebody got the odd idea, I don't know where anybody would have gotten this idea from, but it's pretty amazing, to have some professionals come in, because they had recognized in the eyes of Our Lady that it was exactly what you'd see in normal human eyes. There was the reflection of Juan Diego in the bishop, and on the one side, and then there was a whole crowd of people on the other side of her eye. They noticed that it had the refractions just like a human eye, so they brought in a team of three ophthalmologists to look into the eyes of Our Blessed Lady. Now, this is a picture. Now, I should also point out that to this day, they have no idea where the colors came from. They are not of earth. They are not anything that is earthly. On top of that, turquoise usually fades out within 20 years, and the turquoise in there is still in perfect condition after almost 500 years. But when these ophthalmologists looked into Our Lady's eyes with all of their equipment, they testified later that they were looking into human eyes with rods and cones and all the things that human eyes have. They weren't looking at a picture. They were looking into real human eyes. Well, that led people to wonder, if they're looking into real human eyes, is there a real human baby that is in that womb that is pictured here? So they brought in some people and they did a sonogram. And guess what they found? A baby's heartbeat. This is alive. Now, the sad thing is that humanity, being as idiotic as we are sometimes, we think that we know better than God. And so people have decided to paint it. They painted her face. They painted the moon. It's like, what are you people thinking? Heaven gives us this image and we think that we can improve on it. It's pretty stupid. But anyway, it is a fascinating image if you ever have the opportunity to go down there. But they say that the closer that you get to it, it changes as you move closer and further, just like if you were looking at a human being, because that's what you're looking at. And so of all the artists in the world that find beautiful ladies and paint them and say, we'll put a halo on this one and call it Our Lady, there is only one image that we have of Our Blessed Lady that is from heaven. This one from Guadalupe. This is not a human artist that painted it. Yeah, sadly, these clowns decided to touch up her face and do a few other things, so she doesn't look quite the way she used to. But it's still fairly close. And it's still an extraordinary image. There is so much symbolism in it. It is so profound what Our Lady has done. And it's something that we need to be aware of. If this is what ended human sacrifice, it is what is going to end human sacrifice today. In the same countries that she came to end human sacrifice in. If she has come to the hill country in the New World to be able to announce the presence of her son, then she is continuing to do that. Her son in her womb, just as we heard about in the gospel reading, he is there at work so that we can leap with joy at his presence, so that we can hear the greeting of Our Blessed Lady. We can, in this case, literally see the greeting of Our Blessed Lady, and we can rejoice. So I would recommend you, because all I gave you was just a tiny, tiny little bit of what this is really all about, because we don't have time, but I highly recommend to you to look into this if you're interested. Be able to look at the symbolism that is there. Be able to see just how extraordinary this is, that she even used the weave of the fabric to be able to make it almost look like a three-dimensional picture. It's really amazing how this all works and what they've been able to find in this. So it's well worth your time to look it up. But far more importantly, it is well worth the effort to make sure that we have a great devotion to to our Blessed Lady of Guadalupe. And if you want to see what a really extraordinary devotion looks like, just go, whatever it is, 2 miles up the road, and there at the Church of Our Lady of Guadalupe, you won't even hardly be able to get into the church today. It will be filled with flowers that all the people have brought to honor our Blessed Lady from front to back. They'll be praying and singing and glorifying God throughout the day because of this gift that our Blessed Lady has brought to the Americas. And thanks be to God, she continues to bring that same gift to America, the message of salvation in the person of her Blessed Son.